We had a good first day. We felt, I know since the last time I spoke to most of you, we took Alfonso in the second round, Darcell McBath, and then Richard Quinn. We feel all three players fit the role or the mold that we're trying to fill. Tough, smart, versatile, competitive, good people. And we feel like all of them will come in and compete to play right away. So we feel good. Yep. Sure. We got depth at those three positions, for sure. And, you know, in regards to the secondary, Alfonso was very highly rated on our board. I know that, you know, there's, I'm sure, some questions about the trade from one next year to two this year. He was extremely valued in our room, has been all spring. Love his ball production. Love the fact that he intercepts the ball. He's a good tackler, great kid, very smart, can play in the slot. So that gives us you know, an opportunity to get a guy in there that's a very productive football player that could help us both in nickel situations and on first and second down. Darcell, same thing, started a lot of games, not only productive in the passing game, but also a good tackler, smart kid, very versatile, can play in the kicking game, which, again, as I've mentioned all spring, we're trying to improve not just one phase or the other, but both kids have an opportunity to help us, you know, in the kicking game. And then Richard, again, as we saw the day go, really one of the themes, you know, we started to see the board get picked pretty thin. And you know, when that starts to happen, you start to ask yourself, should we go ahead and get a player that we really feel, you know, is going to help us, you know, pretty quickly, and be here for a long time, or should we go ahead and be patient and wait and hope that some of those guys that are left on our board are still on there when we're on the clock tomorrow? So that was the reasoning behind moving up to get Richard Quinn late in the day, and we feel very good about all three players. Very high. Very high. Yep. He's like I said, tough, smart, physical, very physical. People would say maybe the top blocker in the draft as a tight end. Didn't catch a lot of balls at North Carolina, but that wasn't because he can't catch. They didn't use him that way very much in their system, their scheme. But he showed very good hands during the course of the spring. We worked him out personally. We also saw him at the combine, and he doesn't drop many balls. He's very big and physical, like I said, and gives us a presence there on the edge. You know, we're going to use some two tight end sets. We have two good tight ends ahead of him. But he'll be in the mix also to play in some of those packages. The two guys we picked at 37-48 were really, like I said, those were the two players that we were, you know, targeting at that point. The one thing, again, I've mentioned this earlier about Robert and Noshon, is that Alfonso and Darcell should both play on third down, you know, which gives us some good flexibility there, and players that can hopefully help us get off the field. You know, Alfonso certainly has done that in his career, and so has Darcell. So we feel like we got quite a few players today that are going to help us on three downs, which was one of the goals. And if you can find three or four on the first day of the draft that can play on all three downs, I think you're doing pretty good for yourself. Yep. It was great fun. I mean, the draft room is a neat place to be. there's a lot going on. The phone's ringing a lot of the day, and you're going back and forth with scenarios, trying to make quick decisions. Some of which I know we were down there late on the clock with the McBath selection. You know, there were some things going on there, but no, it's another part of the process leading up to the season. Obviously, we have an opportunity to get better every time we make a selection, and that's what we feel like we did today. And we'll look forward to tomorrow doing the same thing. That's great. I hope it leads to wins in September, October, November, December. Well, next year's value is not the same as this year's value. And if you feel, I think Mike mentioned it earlier about the grade that you have on Alfonso or any player that you happen to do that with, if you feel like he's really worthy of a selection that you would have maybe made sometime in the first round this year, then I think you stick to your evaluation of the player. We don't care what anybody else rated that player as or valued that player as. Only thing that mattered to us is how we saw him, and he was definitely worth the value, and we went ahead and made the switch. Well, yeah, I don't want to get into an explanation of this whole thing about, you know, future value and all the rest of it, but when you see future picks being exchanged, you're just assuming a slight decline. Anytime you have a trade chart, there's usually a drop down, you know, if you're using next year's selections. Well, I mean, they're obviously going to be there, and they're going to play, and they're going to start. You know, who those guys are eventually at the end of August, you know, time will tell. But again, like I said, you know, when the board gets picked clean, you don't start reaching for players in the first round or the second round that you don't feel, you know, equals the value that you're taking the selection at. So, you know, I mean, I don't know how many defensive linemen were drafted today. I don't know how many defensive linemen were drafted to play in the 3-4 system. But again, we felt like we took players at each spot that are going to come in and help us. And as I mentioned yesterday, you know, you go into this thing understanding that you're not going to fix everything that you may want to fix. You're not going to pick a player at every spot that you may think you need a player at. And certainly, you know, that's going to be true for us. That's going to be true for everybody across the league. So, you know, we tried to pick players that we felt, you know, was for equal value where we were taking each player. And we felt we did well today. We were happy with what we did. That's a good question. You know, you can label it a few different ways. You could say we are pick, be Chicago's pick, or it could be the later or earlier of the two, and that was what we agreed upon on the trade, and we felt comfortable with it, and they did too. That, nothing more. We had a conversation about it, but we felt good about it, and they did too. Alfonso may help in that role, certainly, but I mean, I think we'd all agree that Eddie's a pretty good punt returner in this league. So, no, I mean, he's going to add depth to our special teams, as will Darcell. But, no, Eddie will continue in that role, and again, you know, perfect world, maybe you have more than one guy that's capable of doing it so that you take off a few reps during the course of the season from one player or another as a punt returner, as a kickoff returner. But Eddie's value to us in the punt return game is very high, and it is on offense as well. So we'll continue to have him play both roles. We're happy with the players we selected. You know, always the proof's in the pudding. So when we get all five of them on the field, and they can contribute and help us win games, I think, you know, that's when we're going to feel really good about that. We feel comfortable with adding these players to the position groups that they're going to come in and compete with. But again, you know, time's going to tell for us and for the entire league on how we did or how well these selections pan out. got three tight ends, and three tight ends we feel good about. You know, they're different, really. All three of them are different, I would think. You know, Daniel's a little bit. He's a veteran player. He's a good inline blocker. Different type of a pass receiver than Tony is. Tony, you know, obviously can be flexed away from the formation a little bit more. We'll use him, you know, maybe on the move a little bit more than Daniel. And then Richard's kind of maybe more in the middle of both. You know, he can catch the ball. He's got soft hands. We can move him. He certainly can handle his own in line as a blocker. But, you know, like I said, when you're going to use two and three tight end packages during the course of the season, you know, you'd love to have three guys that you feel good about. You know, I know I've been in a situation before where we've used another lineman, but he's not really too much of a passing threat. So to have three guys that can you know, run block, pass block, catch passes in the passing game and make an impact at more than one thing, I think that's very valuable to us. Well, we gave up the two third-round picks to go ahead and move up to get Richard. So, you know, we're going to have a little lighter morning. We'll pick, you know, in the fourth round there. And but our philosophy is going to stay the same. We've got a number of players that we're hoping are available when we select tomorrow. We have six selections, and we're gonna try to make each one of them count and make each one of them productive for us in a role, and looking for players that can come in and contribute. That's what we're going to do. Yes. Yes. Yep. It was their second and fourth for our two thirds. You got it. I do. Yep. Yep. We feel comfortable with it. And I think, like I said yesterday in the press conference, our building feels comfortable with it. And we've added some players today that should help our offense, should help our defense, should help our kicking game. And again, our goal going into the draft was to try to improve our football team in a lot of phases, and hopefully we did that. That was the goal, and we certainly drafted that way to try to bring in some players to impact more than one phase. Were we trying to get in front of New England at 33, you're talking about? We had made some calls to a number of teams there at the beginning of the second round. It wasn't in an attempt to move ahead of anybody, though. It was in an attempt to move into any spot that he was available. So, you know, whether it was Detroit, New England, Cleveland, there was a number of teams there that we had discussions with, and we were, again, if he was on the clock, and he was if some team was on the clock and he was available, rather, then we were looking to make a trade. Meaning, no, we did it this year. We would have done it next year, and no, that had nothing to do with it. We just, like I said, felt very good about the value for the player at the time, and very happy to have him on our team now. Thank you.